That's all commercial catchphrases here in the Backwards Backwards game. Shout out to you texting into 52353. We can receive your texts and we can read them, but we can't reply to you today. It's broken.
But we are reading them.
Yes, we are. Like Peggy in Roanoke hasn't had a zero bar for a long time.
What is it?
The zero bar, what is in it? It's white chocolate, white fudge on the outside, and then it's a soft center of caramel, peanut, and almond nougat.
I thought nougat for a second.
You can have that.
You can have that.
Who texted that in?
Peggy.
You just keep that.
Can't text Peggy back. But just live on the air, be like, you can keep your sucky zero bar. Nobody needs that
one. The whole world has to know that.
Just so you know.
Just so you know, Peggy. I wanted to be abundantly clear.
Love you, Peggy.
Peggy, it's you get the zero bar because it tastes like a zero. That's why it's out there. Blah.
The Backwards Backwards game on the K92 Morning Thing.
Who will you root for in the Backwards Backwards game? Peggy will not be rooting for Monica.
Monica said it's called a zero bar because that's how many people want one. That's what Monica said, just for the record.
Today in the Backwards Backwards game, we go to commercials, which commercials are a funny thing because we all hate them, but then we all love them. I mean, that's really the way it works. Everyone's like, oh my God, commercials. I don't want to sit through a commercial. I hate commercials. And then you're like, break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Yeah.
So that's the way it is. And many commercials over the years have had wonderful catchphrases and little characters and songs and all that stuff. So we roll this out in the Backwards Backwards game from time to time. And it is commercial catchphrases here on the thing. So it's Antoine versus Monica. They will each hear the phrase backward twice, and then they spin it around, and they try to talk all forward and backward and all those different things. I am thinking of a number between 0 and 20. Monica, what's that number?
1.
Antoine, what's that number?
4.
Are you kidding me, both of you? Seriously?
What?
Oh, come on. Gotta be closest.
Come on. Did I not set you up on this? I'm thinking of a number between 0 and 20. The correct
zero.
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 Correct. So Monica will go first.
If I go still closer, I missed the joke.
I was giving it 1 for Peggy.
Okay.
Just the one person.
A pity one. All right, fine. Hey, Monica, you go first in the game. There's 0. Okay. I even said between 0 and 20. Whoever says that, I thought it'd be so noticeable.
I missed it.
So round 1 of the Backwards Backwards game, Oscar Mayer used to spell stuff out in their commercials about bologna. Like this one, B-O-L-O-G-N-A. Yep. So what does that sound like when it's backwards? Monica will hear it 2 times. Antoine will head into the soundproof chamber, and we will begin the Backwards Backwards game. Monica Brooks, B-O-L-O-G-N-A, becomes... Spelling it backwards, time 2. That, I believe, on a scale of 0 to 10, might deliver a 0. On a scale of Peggy to 10, you may have yourself a Peggy. Here we go.
Poor Peggy.
Oh, I know. Poor Peggy. I love Peggy. It was Monica.
I know. Peggy's listening this morning like, dang.
Man, this whole show's about me and my
y'all
0.
Too.
Peggy did text in and says, I still love you, Monica.
Yep. She's like, I'll never eat a zero bar again, though, because I'd be shamed the whole time.
You're welcome.
Goodness. Okay, Monica has delivered hers. Antoine, now, what can you do with B-O-L-O-G-N-A? Time 2. I'll give you a half.
You give him a half.
Yeah.
A half is more than zero.
A half is more than 0. I don't know, though.
Round up.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. We are listening for B-O-L-O-G-N-A. Monica delivered.
Oi, oi, oi.
She's going to a punk rock concert, in case anyone's wondering. Here we go.
B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
You know, that's a solid 4. Okay. I have to admit, it's not really a 0.
Not terrible.
It's not good either, but it's not terrible.
Nope.
Antoine?
Yeah, nah, e, jo, l, o, e.
Okay. Flip it around. B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
B-O-L-O-G-N-A. What were you saying?
That's about a 4 also.
No, that's better than a 4.
I will decide, and if you yell at me, I'll make it. I'll bring you back down to Peggy. Don't you make me Peggy you on this one.
Good. Oh, he's going to bring you down to a Peggy.
I'll
okay.
Peggy you.
What?
Okay, let me. I'm listening again. Here we go.
B-L-L-L-G-N-A.
And Antoine? By a hair on his chinny chin chin.
Correct.
It's Antoine, but it's close. It was the GNA. Was slightly closer.
That's really all I was going off of, too.
Yeah. I will give you a 4.1 on the Peggy scale. So there you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We now move to round two. I forgot about this guy. Man, I loved this dude. He just seemed like such a smooth cat. He was always dressing so nice and everything, too. Do you remember the 7-Up guy? Remember 7-Up guy?
I do not remember the 7-Up guy.
7-Up the Uncola.
The black dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. Ah, yeah. Ha, ha, ha.
7-Up, the Uncola.
Ah, yes, it's the Uncola. It's not the real cola, it's the Uncola. All right, so Monica, you shall go to the soundproof chamber, and Antoine will hear 7-Up, the Uncola, two times backward. Here we go.
Hallo, noi, Boniface.
Time two.
Hallo, noi, Boniface.
Allo noi baniness.
I like the inflection. I do like that.
I went for it because if I can't line up the words, I'm gonna get the sounds right.
The sound good. Words, not sure. Not sure where we weigh in on the Peggy scale on this one. We'll find out. Monica Brooks back from the soundproof chamber. Yep. You will hear 7-Up, the Uncola. Yeah, he was so smooth. You wanted to hang out with him. It was good times. Here we go.
Hallo, noi, Boniface.
That is time one. Now you get time two.
Hallo, noi, Boniface.
Hallo, noi, Boniface.
So, it's in there.
I actually thought that wasn't too bad. Yeah, that's pretty good. I think it might be better than mine.
I enjoyed. Well, she's going to win this round anyway, so it doesn't really matter. So we get into this.
Hallo, noi, Baniness.
I do think you have more of the Uncola to yours, but let's see what we have.
7-Up, the Uncola.
Senina Biondola.
It's pretty good. Not bad. Not bad.
Thank you.
It's enjoyable. It's enjoyable. Monica gave us.
Hallo, Noiv. Blonavis.
That's Monica's deep voice right there. I like it. Here we go.
Reverse. 7-Up, the Uncola.
7-Up. Fionola.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
Ooh. Correct.
I would have picked that one on just me enjoying it level too.
The 7-Up was really was good.
7-Up. Fionola.
It's got a little
ninja.
Yeah.
7-Up.
It started good, then it ended up like tribal, like halfway through.
Yeah, it was. It says, when Monica goes to the drive thru, ma'am, would you like for a drink?
7-Up.
Sorry, what was that?
7-Up.
Yes, that's what I want. Okay, we are all tied up. The third and final round is now, dare I say, one of the most iconic catchphrases of any commercial of any time. And it started an ad campaign that went on for a long, long time.
What's up?
Oh, man. A moment in time.
Gosh.
And it was like everyone kind of knew. You could pinpoint where were you when you finally got sick of hearing that. You just wanted to never hear that phrase again. All right, Monica, you'll go first. And what you also find with what's up is when you flip it around backwards, it has a very similar sound to it.
What's up?
Doesn't it? I mean, it's just kind of ramping up, but that's about it. Here we go.
What's up? What's up?
Let's see where this one goes. Does she have enough rasp to woo me over with Wazzup? Antoine is back from the soundproof chamber. And Antoine, again, you'll hear this as well. It's very similar to when it's the other way. Wazzup becomes
Wazzup.
Time two.
Wazzup.
Wazzup.
I was feeling a vibe on that one.
What's the vibe? Tell us about the vibe.
That you may be victorious.
Ha! I love that vibe.
All right. Well, now I'm not rooting for you.
That's hurtful.
Boy, I wonder if I only knew the judge and I could somehow send a message to him to pick the other person. Man. Okay. Monica gave us win.
He had the rasp.
Yeah, he did. He did have the rasp. Here we go.
Wazzup.
So we are listening for Wazzup. Let's reverse it and we get
Wazzup.
Man, I mean, you got to be perfect on this one. We'll see what happens.
Let's see. Wazzup.
See, reverse it around and we get
Wazzup.
Ooh, One more time on each. Because, you know, it's only fair. I have to play this 60 million times because that's the way it was back
in the commercial.
Yeah, exactly.
What's up?
What's up? Yeah.
What's up?
What's up? Even Monica heard it.
Mm-hmm. She did. She heard her own victory.
No!
I picked Monica.
Corral!
Monica wins!
No. Yeah, I did hear my own victory. No. I was like, I picked that. I had that.
I consulted with the judge, and
who was the judge? Peggy?
We talked to Peggy.
Was Peggy the judge?
Yeah. Me and Peggy banded
Peggy
together.
Peggy said it's a go.
Actually, Peggy would be like, "Not Monica. Zero. Monica gets a zero."